Chapter 9. Everything becomes clear. I don't know how I'm going to survive the next few hours. My mind is working all the time. It's filled with so many questions. Why does somebody want to hurt me? Is it Estelle? Is it her trainer? Maybe it's both of them. Can it be Becky, my best friend? Is she ready to do anything to participate in the Olympics? Maybe Ben is trying to protect himself. And then, maybe it's somebody else. I don't leave my room all evening. I don't talk to anybody. I try to come to some conclusions, but this only brings new questions. What if there are still drugs in my body and I don't pass the test tomorrow? Is this how my sports career is going to end? Will I even have the opportunity to participate in the Olympics? Then I remember Andrew's words. Don't worry, he said. We'll always be together. And so I think, that's true. We're still young. I can do other things and succeed at them too. In the end, an Olympic medal is not the most important thing in life. I got here and that's the main thing. I feel calmer now. Finally, at around 9 p.m, Ben returns. I look at him and try to read his mind. Is the news good or bad? I start to panic again. Then he explains. The police have discovered a residue of drugs in Monique's room, and she has confessed. She put the drugs in your water while you were listening to Becky's stories. She did it because you are Estelle's greatest rival. Well, that's a compliment, I guess. Was Estelle aware of Monique's intentions? I ask. No. According to Estelle, Monique wanted to meet you, so Estelle invited her to come up to the roof. Monique really intended to talk to you, but she didn't want it to be obvious, so she spoke to Estelle for a few minutes first. Estelle didn't know about her real intentions. And what about Becky? I ask, a little frightened to hear the answer. Well, at first, it looked like Becky was an accomplice. She brought you water. She was talking all the time. This distracted you, and you didn't see Monique put the drugs in your water. But in the end, Monique has told the truth. Becky is innocent. She had nothing to do with it. Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. I begin to cry again. Well, Kate, all you have to do now is sleep well tonight. Tomorrow, you'll have to take the blood test again. I'm sure it will be fine. And then you'll have to start training again, young lady. Ben, there's something I have to tell you, I begin slowly. Ben tries to stop me. You don't need to say anything. No, I insist, I begin. I don't know how to say this exactly. I suspected you for a few hours today, Ben. I was very confused. I couldn't understand how I got into this situation. I wanted to accuse everyone. I'm very sorry, Ben. You've been a wonderful trainer, sensitive and considerate. And all this time you've tried to help me. It's okay, Kate. You've been under terrible pressure. It looked like your career was finished. I understand. I'm not angry, believe me. Again, I start to cry. This is becoming a habit. Now stay here and relax. Becky will return very soon, and Hillary will come for you at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow for the test. Okay, Ben, and thanks again. Soon after Ben leaves, Becky arrives. She's very agitated. Now it's my turn to console her. Oh, Kate, it was terrible. I felt like a criminal. Becky, I'm so sorry. You were just trying to be a good friend. You're the best friend in the world. I'll never, never doubt you again. Okay, I forgive you, Kate, says Becky. I have to talk to one more person, and that is Estelle. I don't like her very much, but I still feel bad because I suspected her. I see her returning 10 minutes later, and I follow her to her room. She turns around and looks at me very strangely. I start to talk immediately. Estelle, I have to tell you the truth. In my mind, I accused you, and I'm sorry, I confess. Her answer surprises me. No, Kate, I'm sorry, she says. I really didn't know about Monique's plans. She was very wrong. If I'm going to win, it must be because I'm the best. It can't be because somebody tricked my opponent. Oh, Estelle, I'm so happy, I tell her. I respect you very much. You're a great gymnast, and it will be an honour to compete against you. I feel the same way, Estelle says. You probably won't believe this, but I've admired you ever since we met at the World Championships. Thanks. That's a big compliment, I say. Estelle, can I ask you a favour? Sure, she answers. Can I please use your phone one more time? I ask, smiling. It'll be the last time, I promise. I must call my boyfriend and thank him for his help. Estelle laughs. I've never heard her laugh before. It's great. Of course, she answers, and she gives me her mobile. I run to my private place in the hall and phone Andrew. This time he recognises the number. Hi, Kate. How are you? He asks. I'm much better, thanks to you, I answer. You don't know how much you helped me today. I really didn't do anything, says Andrew. You did more than you'll ever know. I'll see you soon, and then I'll tell you, I say. Okay, Kate, you should sleep now. Save your energy for the hardest part, Andrew tells me. Okay, Andrew. I won't speak to you again until after the competitions, so wish me luck, I say. Good luck. Your parents and I will be sitting in the stadium and watching you. Just think of us and you'll be fine, he says. I will. Good night, Andrew, I say. Good night, Kate, says Andrew.